You know how they say it's like a bicycle? It's not. It's not like a bicycle. It's not that easy. I'd rather ride a bicycle. Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. It feels very weird to be doing this once again, but here we are. I am actually quite happy to be back. And today's episode is a catch-up episode. Basically, I'm going to rant and rave about what happened over the last month and what has been going on. What have I been doing while I've been lazing around for a month, you might ask? Not lazing around. That's what I've been doing. I did theme this month like I did last month. This was planned, but skipping last month was not planned. So life has been lifing. Please forgive any weirdness in terms of this entire episode, because like I said, I'm getting back into it. Even just setting up this microphone was like, what? Where does this thing go? You know how they say it's like a bicycle? It's not. It's not like a bicycle. It's not that easy. I'd rather ride a bicycle. Anywho, on to the actual episode. So let's flashback to last month. Me sitting excitedly waiting to do my next episode. And then I just don't have energy. I was completely burnt out before the month basically even started. I was so exhausted. I can only think to compare it to when you put a key in the ignition of a car and you turn it, or you swing it as they say, and the car just doesn't start, or it shudders and then it stops, and then you switch it off and you just like, Lord, not today. Please not today. And you swing the key again and nothing happens. And you're just like, okay, I see. That is what my body felt like during October. I had no energy. I had no physical energy, no emotional energy, no mental energy. Like every single task was exhausting. And that's what I went through for the entire month. There was ebbs and flow in energy, I will say that, because I changed up quite a few routines and it took me until like 3 days ago to be like, I'm burnt out. Like, oh my word, that was what that was. Which is crazy. Like, girl, you are 30. You should know these things about yourself. And look, I'm still learning. The fact that I haven't gotten burnt out to the point of human shutdown is kind of like, yay. But then again, like, ew, why did it wait this long to happen? Or rather, as I've been learning, not why did it take this long to burn out? Why didn't you prevent it in the first place? Burnout is a thing. You've spoken about this. You know about this. Why not prevent it in the first place? Prevention is better than cure. That's it. All of these things have just culminated in my eternal exhaustion, and I'm trying to shake it off. So, October, beginning of the month, I went and did my extraction. I was home for like the first week, and after that, everything just went downhill. There was just some issues, and due to that, I didn't get sleep. I'm not going to mention it. I'm not going to speak about it. I don't need everyone all up in my business. The people that know, know. And if you don't, I'm sorry. Message me and I'll maybe let you in, but it's not my business to speak about. That aside, I have just had a lot to deal with to the point that I couldn't sleep. I was going to sleep at 2 a.m. for about 2 weeks, needing to get up at 8 a.m. well, before then, to start work at 8 a.m. And it's been a nightmare. So, what have I done to try and curb that? Thanks to the mental health series and the research I did, even though I didn't upload it, record it, do it, the research still stuck with me. So I had to work on my mental health. I journaled a lot in order to get the excess emotions out of my system. It didn't always help, but I did feel a lot better after the fact quite a few times. And then also I tried a bit of a distraction where I kind of asked my friends what's going on in their lives and kind of just, you know, kept contact with them to try and feel better, because I'm someone who likes one-on-one communication with people, or just like a small group of people, and my friends are generally like one-on-one time with them is something I love. And I've been speaking to my two friends and they have just pulled through so hard. like, whatever you need kind of vibes. And I love that. So I've been just asking, like, what's going on with you? What's happening with you? What's new with you? And that's just helped me cope a lot. So definitely journaling has always been a big thing. And then, like, friends. Lean on your friends. They are really awesome. And then in doing that, I realized I needed to be a best friend to me and myself. So I kind of just asked, what would my best friend tell me to do if I told them I'm not sleeping well, I'm not good? Like, what would they suggest? And I came up with the usual trifecta: mind, body, and food, which was really, really funny thinking back, because I was going through this app I have that kind of shows you your body composition, and I'm mostly water and fat. My brother looked at the app and he's like, I don't understand this. This literally says your body composition is basically water and fat. And I'm like, they're not wrong. I drink a lot of water and I do weigh quite a bit. So I just died laughing at myself, because I don't pay attention to those kinds of things. Like, I know myself, I know what I'm doing, I know where I'm going, I know what's going on, and sometimes I even know what's wrong and I just choose to ignore it like a stop street. So basically I had to revamp my foundation. So my mental health I needed to work on, my physical health I needed to work on, and my eating I needed to work on. So I'm either starving or stuffed. There's no in between, because my diabetes does not make it easy for me. So I'm either so busy with work I don't get to eat, and then I realize I'm hungry, but I'm not hungry, I am starving, ready to cut off my own foot kind of starving. So it's not fun, but it's life. Therefore I've decided to kind of swap things around and get up a bit earlier, make myself a smoothie, balance my sugar levels, and that has been working so far. I'm loving my morning smoothie, and the thing I've noticed with it is that I basically need to eat in like 3-hour gaps. So I've kind of timed my meals around that. And it's not like big, gigantic meals. It's more like bigger than a snack, smaller than a meal, kind of a serving. And that sustains me as I go throughout my day, which is awesome. And there's always leftovers and stuff, so it's easily just dish, reheat, eat, and it doesn't take me too long. And I always try and eat away from my desk, which affects my mental health, which is a good thing, because I'm not like chained to my desk all day, which is lovely. So my eating has definitely gotten better. I've been more conscious of what I'm eating, and I've changed up the foods that I eat. I'm trying to be more conscious of veggies and protein and consistency in terms of doing that. I've cut back on my coffee and tea consumption, because a lot of people don't realize how many hidden kilojoules or calories, whichever one you prefer, is actually in your drinks that you drink. So check that out, because you never know. I do still have a sweet treat here and there. Not gonna lie, I'm not gonna deprive myself. So I still have a sweet thing here and there. I don't go overboard. If it's waffles and ice cream, it's 1/4 of a waffle toasted, 1 small-ish scoop of ice cream, not a gigantic one, and then maybe a drizzle of sauce or like a chocolate block. That's it. Not going overboard. So I'm still eating the good stuff, but I am more conscious of it, and it's been going well. In terms of moving my body, I've been walking around more. As you know, I've been on that vibe for a while. Yesterday, i.e. Monday, because I'm doing this on the last second and it's Tuesday, on Monday I actually hit all of my 12 hourly step goals. Today I missed it by 1 hour, which annoyed me, but yeah, that's fine. So I've been getting more steps in, I've been walking more, just even in the house. And then I try and do a 20 minute workout most days of the week. There's maybe like a 2-day gap, but that's fine. I'm okay with that. I'm happy with the routine. And sometimes if I'm just too exhausted, I skip it. If I'm not, I go for it. Yesterday I was actually so energized, I actually did a bit more than my 20 minutes. So that was good. And it's just the way the cookie crumbles, you know. Some days you will have more energy, other days you'll just be exhausted. But that's a good learning tool to find out, okay, what did I do this day that exhausted me so much? Was it a person that gave me emotional exhaustion, therefore I felt physically tired? Or was it something else? And I think that is something people need to analyze a bit more. And I've definitely been taking stock. So, yay me. So, I've covered the eating. I've covered the physical part of it. Ooh, a little half physical, half mental health thing that I've been doing is taking physical care of myself in terms of putting extra effort into my skincare, my hair care, my oral care, my nails. I've just been doing a whole bunch of self-care that's like physical on the outside, and that makes me feel good mentally because I feel like, okay, I'm pampering myself, I'm taking extra good care of myself, not just internally but externally. And it's not done in a vain way, it's done in a very self-love kind of way. So yeah, that's a good thing. And then mental health, like I said, my journaling, I've been drinking my water. I did not mind my business, which is why I'm in the predicament I'm in, but I'm getting there. So it's been a roller coaster of a mental health month. It's also Halloween today. Well, the day I'm recording this is Halloween. So happy Halloween. Even though you're listening to it on the 1st of November, which happy November. Yeah, like I said, all over the place. But it's been a crazy month. And that's what I've been up to. So, yeah. Okay, so now that we've covered the catch up, on to what's happening this month in the now, in the present. The theme for this month is basically lessons I've learned in various aspects over the year. And the four topics I'm going to cover is physical, clutter, and minimalism type of a thing. The next thing I'm going to be covering is digital clutter, because holy crap, that was an effort and a half this year. The third lesson I'm going to be doing is bullet journal lessons, because that was a feat and a half that I have taken on this year, and I think it was quite successful. So that one I'm actually looking very forward to doing. And then the final fourth episode, well, fifth in total, will just be basically a upcoming Podmas plans episode, any other things I can think of to speak about, like Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And it would have been a goal, or rather a 3-month goal episode, but instead I'm just going to speak about everything that I didn't cover in prior episodes, or any random thoughts I've had, as basically a roundup of the year and tips and things. So that's what I'm looking forward to, just the lessons I've learned this year, because this year has been a hard one. I don't know if I've ever said that. Like, I think I said it 2 years ago, maybe. Ooh, I have to go check. I know there's an episode where I was like, this year was so hard, I would never want to do it again. But it was worth it for everything that I've overcome. But wow, this year, honestly, I'd rather go back to hospital than have this year again. It was hectic. It was good, but it was crazy. Like, why? Anyway, that's the plan for the rest of the month. Just all these little lessons and tips and tricks that I can pass on to you, because why not? And then, obviously, next month is December, which is Christmas, which is my time to shine. I'm so excited. So, I will be doing Podmas for December up until the 25th. Then, I think on the 27th. Or the 26th, somewhere there. That is the last episode of the year where I will be doing basically a reflection, which now I feel is redundant. I will have to work on that. Yeah, and then obviously it's the new year after that. And then we restart the cycle. Or maybe, when is that? Let me see. But I'm definitely looking forward to the next 2 months worth of episodes. I know I'm gonna need to get back into it. Yes, like the Doja Cat song. I won't sing it for copyright reasons, but yes. I think that'll be the song of the week. I'll end it off there. Yeah. Doja Cat's Get Into It is the song of the week. I have to learn how to podcast again, so please bear with me. Thank you to all my friends for listening to my nonsense, and to any strangers out there, hi, welcome. Thank you for joining me, and I hope to see you in the next few episodes. Keep being a better being. And that's it from me. Love you. Bye.